Good afternoon. This is Akashwani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi advises students to take nutritional diet to stay healthy, gives tips on mastering pressure and stress during exams. Interacting with students in Pariksha Pe Charcha, Prime Minister stresses on time management and importance of education for holistic development. Prime Minister Modi leaves for France and the US to co-chair AI Action Summit in Paris tomorrow. President Draupadi Murmu takes holy dip at Mahakumbh in Prayagraj. And Asia's biggest air show, Aero India, begins in Bengaluru to showcase India's technological advancement in defence sector. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has underscored the importance of education, highlighting that it is meant for holistic development. He made these remarks while interacting with students during the 8th edition of the popular interactive program Pariksha Pe Charcha in New Delhi. The Prime Minister addressed students on how to overcome stress and anxiety during exams. During the interaction, the Prime Minister advised students not to remain confined within walls. He emphasized that for growth, students need the freedom to explore their passions. He noted that students should engage in their favorite activities to perform well in exams. The Prime Minister advised students to develop a habit of writing. He also highlighted the importance of nutrition and wellness, advising students to eat millets and vegetables to keep themselves healthy. He also pointed out that sleep is dependent on nutrition, emphasizing that medical science recognizes the importance of sleep. He encouraged students to spend time in the morning sun.
Absence of illness does not mean we are healthy. Neend puri aati hai ki nahi aati hai. Iska bhi poshan se lena dena. Ya jyada neend aa jati hai. To poshan mein sharir ke wellness ke liye, fitness ke liye. नींद का बहुत महत्व है और इन दिनों तो पूरा मेडिकल साइंस इस बात पर केंद्रित हो रहा है कि जो पेशेंट आता है उसकी नींद कैसी है, कितने घंटे सोता है, ये सारे सवालों की बहुत गहराई से अध्ययन कर रहे हैं.
He also gave tips to students on mastering pressure, acknowledging that low grades often create a tense environment at home. He advised students to prepare without stressing over this pressure and to keep challenging themselves.
Batsman us pressure ki parwah nahi karta.
Yes sir.
Uska pura dhyan us ball pe hota hai. Agar aap bhi is pressure ko man mein na lete hue apna dhyan आज मैंने इतना पढ़ना तय किया, ये अगर कर लेते हैं आप आराम से उस प्रेशर में से भी अपने आप को दिखा सकते.
During the interaction, Aluvela Seteja, a student from Telangana, said the Prime Minister's words were inspiring and would be helpful for him during the exams. Preeti Biswal, one of the students, asked Mr. Modi to advise talented and hardworking students of the country. Another student asked how important time management is during the exams. Responding to it, the Prime Minister said, understanding time is very important, and advised the students to make a to-do list to track the activities. He urged students to take a challenge against the subjects that they don't like.
Namaskaram sir, mera naam Akansha hai aur main Kerala se aayi hu.
Itni badhiya Hindi kaise bol?
Kyunki mereko Hindi bahut achhi lagti hai.
Pehle ek poem sunani padegi.
Itna shor hai in bazaron mein, itna shor hai in galiyon mein, kyun tu apni kalam lekar baitha hai fir ek ghazal likhne, fir us kitab ke pannon par tu likhna kya chahta hai, aisa kya hai tere man mein, sawalon bhare tere man mein ek shahi shayad jawab likh rahi hai, fir kyun tu aasman dekhta hai, aisa kya hai in sitaron mein, aisa kya hai tere man mein.
Wow, wow, wow.
In this edition, around 36 students from all states and union territories were selected to interact directly with the Prime Minister. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has embarked on a landmark diplomatic tour to France and the United States, aimed at bolstering strategic, economic and technological partnerships with both nations. At the invitation of French President Emmanuel Macron, he is visiting France from today till the 12th of February. While in France, he will co-chair the AI Action Summit, engage in key bilateral discussions, and inaugurate India's new Consulate General in Marseille. In his departure statement, the Prime Minister said the bilateral segment of his visit will provide an opportunity to review the progress on the 2047 Horizon Roadmap for the India-France Strategic Partnership. We have more from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit is set to strengthen India-France ties across key sectors. At the AI Action Summit, he will co-chair talks on ethical AI as the world grapples with its rapid advancements. A leader's declaration on artificial intelligence foundation is expected at the summit. Prime Minister Modi is also set to hold key bilateral meetings on the silence of the summit. In his talks with French President Emmanuel Macron, important agreements are likely to be signed. In Marseille, he will inaugurate India's first consulate general in France, a major step in boosting India's presence in the region. His visit to the International Thermonuclear Experimental Reactor highlights India's push for clean energy solution. These engagements pave the way for his two-day U.S. visit, where trade, defense, and energy cooperation will take center stage. Rajadurai, Akashwani News, Paris.
Following his engagements in France, Prime Minister Modi will proceed on a two-day visit to the United States at the invitation of President Donald Trump. Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil today said the lives of 3 lakh children have been saved following construction of 12 crore toilets under the Swachh Bharat Rural. Replying to supplementaries in the Rajya Sabha during question hour, the minister said there are behavioural changes among 7 crore people with respect to using toilets due to an awareness drive taken up under the Swachh Bharat Mission.
2014 से शुरू हुआ ये स्वच्छता अभियान, उसके अंदर 38% जब तक का टॉयलेट बने हुए थे, उसके बाद 5 साल के अंदर करीब करीब 100% तक वहां पर पहुंचा गया है। अभी तक 100% जो बना है, मगर लास्ट ईयर में हमने जो एक अभियान छेड़ा था उसके अंदर करीब 3.5 लाख टॉयलेट जो नए घर बने थे उनको देने थे, तो उसको भी सिर्फ 20 दिन के अंदर उनको सेंक्शन करके उनका भी टॉयलेट बनाने का काम शुरू हुआ है।
Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare Jagat Prakash Nadda has launched the annual nationwide mass drug administration campaign for lymphatic filariasis elimination through a video conference today. During his address, Mr. Nadda urged the states and union territories to monitor the campaign at the state level and ensure the political and administrative leadership at the identified district levels does the same. The minister said this initiative aims to protect millions from this debilitating disease and accelerate India's fight against lymphatic filariasis. The government today said the Reserve Bank of India is ensuring that it buys enough gold to maintain an adequate reservoir and not just a basket of currencies. Replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha, Minister of Finance Nirmala Sitharaman said the US dollar has been the predominant currency reservoir reserved by the RBI. She said the RBI also reserved currencies in different denominations of other countries as well. We have news just in. Both Houses of Parliament have resumed discussion on General Budget 2025. Minister of Civil Aviation Kinjarapu Ram Mohan Naidu today said that the government is committed to build as many airports as possible across the country. Replying to supplementaries in the Rajya Sabha, the minister said the aspirations of India have changed after Narendra Modi's tenure as the Prime Minister in the last 10 years and is witnessing more airports built in the country. He also said the establishment of Udaan scheme has democratized the whole travel system of air travel, enabling the middle and lower class society to aspire for air travel. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. President Draupadi Murmu took a holy dip in Triveni Sangam at Mahakumbh today. She performed puja at Sangam, the confluence of Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati River. Uttar Pradesh Governor Anandiben Patel and Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath were also present on the occasion. More from our correspondent.
The world's largest spiritual gathering has been attracting devotees from across the country and abroad. During her visit, President Murmu took a boat ride to reach Triveni Sangam and fed Siberian birds. The president visited Akshayavat and Bade Hanuman Temple in Prayagraj. She also explored the depth of Mahakumbh through modern technology at the Digital Mahakumbh Experience Center. Earlier, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi had also taken holiday in Triveni Sangam. The Mahakumbh Mela, which began on 13th January, will continue till 26th of February. More than 44 crore devotees have taken holy dip in the Sangam so far. With Dipendra Kumar, Aman Yadav, Akashwani News, Prayagraj.
Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today inspected the arrangements at Prayagraj Railway Station ahead of Maghi Purnima Snan. Talking to reporters in Delhi, Mr. Vaishnav said the government has made elaborate arrangements at 8 railway stations in the city for Mahakumbh. He added that the central government is working closely with the state government to create the best possible arrangements at the railway station for the devotees.
प्रयागराज महाकुंभ के अवसर पर 8 स्टेशंस पे बहुत अच्छे से रेलवे का व्यवस्थित तरीके से काम चल रहा है. राज्य प्रशासन के साथ, मेला प्रशासन के साथ मिलके एकदम कोऑर्डिनेटेड वे में चल रहा है. कल प्रयागराज जंक्शन से 330 गाड़ियां निकली है और आज भी बहुत ही व्यवस्थित तरीके से चल रहा है. कहीं पे कोई दिक्कत नहीं है. अगर कहीं पे कोई र्यूमर्स फैलाने की कोशिश करे तो उस पर ध्यान नहीं देना है.
डिफेंस मिनिस्टर राजनाथ सिंह इनॉग्रेटेड द ग्रैंड मेगा Aero India show in Bengaluru today. In the presence of Minister of State for Defence Sanjay Seth and Karnataka Deputy Chief Minister D.K. Shivakumar, in his inaugural address, Rajnath Singh termed Asia's biggest show in aerospace as a reflection of our strength and resilience in defence production. He emphasised that Aero India showcases the country's industrial capability and technological advancement to the world while strengthening symbiotic relations with friendly countries.
एरो इंडिया के रूप में आज से भारत में एक और महाकुंभ का प्रारंभ हो रहा है. जहां एक तरफ प्रयागराज का महाकुंभ आत्मसंधान का कुंभ है, तो वहीं दूसरी तरफ एरो इंडिया का यह महाकुंभ अनुसंधान का कुंभ है. जहां एक तरफ प्रयागराज का महाकुंभ आंतरिक मजबूती पर ध्यान दे रहा है, तो वहीं दूसरी तरफ एरो इंडिया का यह महाकुंभ हमारी बाहरी मजबूती पर ध्यान दे रहा है.
Rajnath Singh was witness to a spectacular air display during the inaugural ceremony. We have a report from our correspondent.
The Aero India show that began in Bengaluru today has attracted stakeholders from the defence sector from across the globe. India showcased its defence production capabilities before the stakeholders from across the world. During the inaugural event, an enchanting flying display by Indian platforms LCA Tejas, HTT-40 intermediate jet trainer and light utility helicopter mesmerised the audience. Sukhoi MKI-30 and Surya Kiran aerobatic team gave a thrilling flying display. India Pavilion is one of the places to visit in the Aero India show. It was inaugurated by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today. Divided into 5 distinct zones, the exhibits give a panoramic view of the Indian defence production and research capabilities. Sudhindra, Akashwani News, Bengaluru.
In para archery, India's Sarita has clinched the gold medal in the women's compound open category at the Para Archery Asia Cup in Bangkok, Thailand. She triumphed over Noor Syeda Alim of Singapore, winning 143-142 in a closely contested match this afternoon. Earlier in another event, India's Adil Muhammad Nazir Ansari secured the bronze medal in the men's W1 category, defeating Hong Kong's Man Tai Yung 120-116. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading with losses of around 0.9% in afternoon trade today as global trade concerns dampened investor sentiment. The 30-share BSE Sensex shed 670 points to 77,190 and NSE Nifty 50 slipped 215 points to 23,345 when reports last came in. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi advises students to take nutritional diet to stay healthy, gives tips on mastering pressure and stress during exams. Interacting with students in Pariksha Pe Charcha, Prime Minister stresses on time management and importance of education for holistic development. Prime Minister Modi leaves for France and the US to co-chair AI Action Summit in Paris tomorrow. President Draupadi Murmu takes a holy dip at Mahakumbh in Prayagraj. And Asia's biggest air show, Aero India, begins in Bengaluru to showcase India's technological advancement in the defense sector. And with that, we end the midday news.